Beginnen wir an der Sache des Seite, der Tesla, beginnen wir auf, beginnen Tesla, Master, beginnen wir uns die Gemara, tun die Sache. That requires libations. Which Tesla says, ain't like, actually, don't ask, wait a second. The end of tun die Sache, it doesn't require libations, from the end of the end of the what was the even the Havamina, to say that this Nesachim, that wasn't said by Nechatas, that was said only by, the Torah only says it by Ned and Nadava. Usually we could say, no, Hachabrusha, this is what we're saying. But then logic would say, since he's a sinner, he would have to punish him, maybe come and go to bring a big carbon. That's what's saying, that no, that there is no Nesachim, and you would have thought, yeah. Abu Bukhari Maisa, but it says you're right, regarding Bukhari Maisa, but then there was never such a Kabbalah, and David the Gemara didn't ask it regarding Bukhari and Maisa. Next says must have been the Gemara, some like Rabbi Elazar Kapper. Also like Rabbi Elazar Kapper, that it's Nasr is a Chayte. Which says, Hach Mashmah, here it sounds like an Nasr Sugah did Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Elazar Kapper, we're saying Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Elazar Kapper, that's real, that they hold that fellow Nazar Tar. That even the Nazar Tar, who is what we're talking about, a regular Nazar, Chayte was a sinner. But Nazar Tami, because you can't, Nazar Tami, maybe Chat Sleep. You can't say regarding this halacha of Nesachim that applies to a Nazir Tame, because Nazir Tame brings Chatzal Eif. Well, Eif is in the Nesachim, he never been libations with birds, because they mean this like the Gemara said, Nachal Abbasad Yom Beis. So, obviously, when we're talking about Nesachim, for the sin of the Nazir is a Nazir Tar. I'm Achir as Isa Behed, you know, I'm a Perikam and then the Dham, where we find this explicitly in the Dham of Yudam and Al, the Perikam of the Nazir, Dabi Tesam and Al. The Avigam of the Kerah, because although the Pazi with Nazir Tame, except it's actually written, the Chet is by a Nazir Tame. And now, Nas, I feel a Nazir Tar, I mean, we say it's even referring to a Nazir Tar. The Xavier, but Loza Kapi, he was the Chaytu is considered a sinner. By any time, the Chazakar ben Nazatam, and the wise Torah only write the Chet by Nazatame. That's Chel B'Shan B'Chet, since he's already doubled down on his sin, not only did he take Naziz, but also became Tame. Therefore, we say it over there, but really by even Nazatar. Problem is, because Mashmai the Kamaiz of Nazar, it's typical from the first Sugi Nazar, that Bezim Bezim. Now, Mishnah says about the Hano, if someone says, I'm going to be beautiful, he's a Nazar, that means he's taking a Kabbalah son of Zeus. Says, maybe a snowball from the Mitzvahs, come, maybe say, I'm just being beautiful in the performance of Mitzvahs. And Mashmai says, no, she's tough as Besirah. He was holding on to this here, but he says, a snow, I'm going to make myself beautiful. Question is, says, Gemara Nazirah, bin Nosna Aveira, what do you mean? A Nazar is doing a sin, but immediately no, and we're saying that that's considered as beautiful? And yes, I follow Rabbi Elazar Kapper. Dama Nazar Chaydu, yeah, even Rabbi Elazar Kapper that says that Nazar is a sinner. That's only by Nazar Tame. I did by a mister because since you can have to start it over, the Muslim have on the Zirus, he might come to violate the Zirus of Nazar Tame, but a pure Nazar. Love Chaydu, but he's not considered a sinner. So you see a contradiction. You see that, that's what you say. You see that even over there, no, you see that he was saying Nazar Tar is a sinner. There you see that it's not a Nazar Tar. That's what it's meant to be. You can say, okay, not difficult. Shmuel, Svila Chasim, Alib Rabbi Elazar Kapper. Shmuel holds over there, according to Rabbi Elazar Kapper, that the Nazar Tar love Chayte. That according to Rabbi Elazar Kapper, he holds that it's not a sinner. That's Shmuel over there. But Stamma de Gemara Hach, but the anonymous Gemara over here, whichever Amir is saying that, with the Pergamel, the Nazar Tar, the Nazar love Shmuel, they hold not like Shmuel. And some of the Mesnit in the Karli Noah, and the anonymous Mishnah that says is considered being beautiful, Alib Rabbanan. They would say that's according to Rabbanan. I mean, Love Chayte says that you're not a sinner. Lefum Stam de Gemara. According to anonymous Gemara, Im Kain comes out, take to the Shmuel, the Shmuel. You have a contradiction in Shmuel. Why? Because I'm paring up the Tainus. So you resolve this contradiction, but in Shmuel itself, now we have a difficulty. And the Tainus that we love enough, called Yeshua Tainus, says whoever fasts, Nikra Chayte is called a sinner. So the Kabbalah is a Kappa, because the Kabbalah is a Kappa. But Tainus, now, so Tainus, fasting, is Kenazatar. It's like the Naziris of a Torah person. How do you know that? That we're saying that we see according to Shmuel, Nazatar is considered as a sinner, not like we said from Shmuel over there in the Sechtas Nazar. Because Abin Perikam the Nar, we say in the first page in the Domain of Yodam and Alfred, but Lazakab Emir Hippahulu, he says that Mekanchi Yeshabatan is Nekachaitib, that someone's fast is considered a sinner. Now, Bahasamayib Nazatar, they were talking about Rabbi Lazakab is Halach of Nazatar, could be like we explained. But Demel Yeshabatan, we're comparing it to someone who sits and fasts. So Shmuel himself now has a contradiction. Is Nazatar a sinner or not? Now we should say, okay, the stump of the Gemara Nadarim Nami, the anonymous Gemara Nadarim that also the Medami Yeshua B'Tainus of Nazatar that compares someone who's fasting to a Nazatar, to like Shmuel. You say, okay, that's not difficult. That Gemara is not like Shmuel. Because you have Medami Leidavkil Nazatar. You're right, he would only pick it specifically the sin of fasting to the sin of Nazar would be specifically a Nazar Tami. The feature Mitzar Sassim and Kodabi, because he's someone who's fasting is pinning himself from everything. Shadi Yeshua B'Tainus Mascharit, he's fasting, he's regretting. That's a Nazar Tami, like a Nazar Tami, Mascharit, Bishum Tzar, because also he regrets because of the pain. The Bayim Mr. Mizuk, because he's out of style, he demolishes his whole Kanda, he has to start all over. Of Nazar Tami, you're right, but a Nazar Tami, you're right, in the Tzar, according to Shmuel, would not be pain. Fine, you answer that question. But me, Tikshu, the Shmuel, but there would still be a different contradiction of Shmuel, because Amper Kama, he says in the first parak on Daf Yad Alef, the Yesh B'tayin is Nekor Chayit, some of the fast is considered, it's called a sinner. Parak HaChayibol, the Gemara, but become the Tzadik Abba, and Beis Parach, the Gemara asks, Ve'ino de Meshur L'chabal, but Asma, never really saw a person not allowed to injure himself. I would tell him, the Raisa, Yochad, Nishbal Har, Lasma, Mechul, you would think a person would swear to do bad to himself, etc. No. Because the pasuk says lahar lahaytiv, it compares mahatav rishus, just like what you're doing good is voluntary. Afro rishus, also what you do bad is also voluntary. So mukul Shmuel, Shmuel says, oh, so what's the case talking about that you're going to swear regarding doing bad that you have rishus to do? That's mutual tightness. That's regarding fasting, which we see doing rishus, that's voluntary. But I thought you said that he considers that as a sinner. That's one. That's a difficulty. Another difficulty is Meperek Basa decreases. The last part decreases from an Avdama that the Gemara says Chet She'en On Mekirim By El HaMakom, a sin that we don't recognize, but only Hashem knows. Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur Atones Bo. Kippur the Gemara asks, well, Savik Nazir, someone is not sure if he's a Nazir Shabbalim Mekirim that Yom Kippur passes. Like I say, shouldn't be Karban. This dog keep a Yom Kippur because we're not sure about, and it's a Savik, so Yom Kippur should atone for it. Shem the Gemara answers, no, Yom Kippur is only L'chol Chataisim for all their sins, L'chol Chatumas, not for all their Tumas. Now. So the Gemara says, "Lelo is a kapa, Michael." And what are you going to say according to him? Nazir kimaisi carbon. When a nazir brings a carbon, lav lecha pora meis, not for atonement. Ella chule ela nazir tara. It's only for to take effect in nazir tara or inami lemishan nafshe b'yayin to permit himself with wine. Says Taisus Alma. So we see the carbon nazir of Lazar kapa lav lecha pora asi. We see that it's not for atonement. It's to permit him to drink wine or for naziz tahara, and it's not for kapara. Problem is, b'chamash meherot sounds like mishum debal chet that it comes for sin and to nesachim. That's why it doesn't require nesachim. So what is it? Is it for chet or is it like the Gemara answered over there that it's not for chet, and it's just to take effect naziz tahara or to permit wine. The third pack of Nazan, if you test him out, the Chatz Eivle Bishmol, that the Chatz Eivle, according to Bishmol, Baal Chet, comes for Chet. That is the Avak of the Baal Mecha Akar, even though the husband really uprooting the nether, but Maisi, she still has to bring. No. So that's also, again, so it sounds like it is coming for Chet, so you have to figure this out. Is it coming for Chet, or is it just to allow the Nazir Zahara or to take effect, or the drinking of the wine? Now, additionally, it says, "Vakatei b'matzal nefer chasam." The Gemara could have asked him whether Reb Shimon the Hachah, Reb Shimon over here, Reb Shmuel mesavik nazir, the Reb Shmuel mesavik nazir tamei, Reb Shimon afil mesavik nazir tar, could have asked. Well, those are also cases that the Gemara should have asked Yom Kippur should be mechaper mesavik. Another difficulty today says, "Perikam the shvuos nami leventaris kamei increases." The Gemara over there on the Ches doesn't answer the way we're saying increases. The Labashim kaparas is not because of atonement. So we have all these difficulties about how to be able to resolve. What is the carbon of the nazir? Is it for atonement, or is it for, obviously, for the zikas to take effect, or for the drinking of the wine? To the next, Tzitzmas, the beginning of Zigmar, some of the Kerbalez HaKapa. Why was the Kerbalez HaKapa? Tzitzmas, Tamerly, it's a wonder to me. Am I totally milsim, but Kerbalez HaKapa? Why are we making Rav Shimon's halacha dependent on Kerbalez HaKapa to say that, oh, nazir is a chayitim, but the iu gufi, I mean, I'm going to pay up. Rav Shimon himself says, in the first place, I'm going to pay up. Of Nezichas lois nadbu, they didn't want to take an adavus of Nezichas. They shouldn't be called sinners. And like his brother, the chippul of meshachata, that is atoned for those who sin. So you see that he himself says in Azaz Chaytim. Yeshem says, but you can say he's right. Agav shitfe the nokem b'chaduch dehach. It's only because the flow that throughout Shas we always mention the teaching like in the name of Lezakapa. Like this, nokem namehachre kailish. We say also that type of word, but really it's from Shem himself, who himself says in Azaz Chaytim. Next says Matt the beginning of the Gemara. He says, I'm going to darshen it kemin chaymer. So Pirshim Hill, he says it means magol is like a pearl. Or in another interpretation means baisim, like a fragrant spice. Chumarta the peel in the Gemara Shabbos Abzamat Beis, which is this ornament of that has spices inside. Which besam ma'uravim, when it talks about mixed spices, target the translation is belula de pila, a mixed of pila, which that's chumarta de pila, in which we see that chumer means the spices. Or in nachem Pirshim inside going he kemin hamaisa means like the story. Which he's saying over, he heard Reb Meir, which because the Lashna Ramis in Aramaic, he says it means klemim masecha. What are you doing? So it means I'm going to darshan like a maisa, which was what he brought.